Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Dorothy Engel tells her friend Char Youngie about some of her adventures in the fishing industry.
What fish have you fished as you've been a fisherwoman?
Mainly gilding. We started out gilding, my dad did, and then after that it was trolling.
Did you ever do crab
fishing?
Other than for fun?
No.
Did you ever do halibut?
We did halibut, yeah. We did the Derby days.
And you also worked doing seafood processing when you were younger?
Yeah, I went down the cannery. My Graham used to pick shrimp, Dora Lusset, and she would pick shrimp at Kaler and Dahl's. So that was always a fun place to go because we just loved to listen to Amy Hollingstead tell stories. She could tell the stories. So we'd go down there, stand by Grandma and pick shrimp. And once we got to be 16, we got to pick shrimp. I mean, I think we made 24 cents a pound. I think you had to pick 4 pounds an hour anyway.
Wow.
My sister was a really good bass pick shrimper, and her and Fran Kawashima used to race.
What was your most successful fishing trip? Or are you not allowed to talk about that?
Table Bay.
Okay.
And there was a lot of boats in there, and they all took off out of the harbor, and we stayed in, or we thought, well, we'd drop the lines in the bay, and we got fish. So it ended up, they were way in the back of the bay there, and we just kept doing circles, and I think we ended up with 300 cohos that day. That was our biggest day on cohos. So we did another couple boats. I think Lois DeBoer and John, they joined us too, finally. And I know the doctor from Rango was a fisherman too. I can't think of his name right offhand. And he asked us later, and we told him, because they didn't do very good out, and a lot of them just took off and left and went other places, you know.
Have you ever been involved in a rescue?
There was a boat in Last Chance when I was fishing that ended up on the rocks, and it fell over the other way, and it sprung the planks on it, and we bailed it, me and Irene Reed, that was Herb Reed's wife, and they had the Crystal at that time. Yeah, we bailed it, and we called the Coast Guard, and they dropped a pump to us. And then they came out with the Coast Guard boat and towed
it to Joe.
The
people who owned it?
No, the Coast Guard came out. Yeah, they were still there, and one guy kind of hurt his back because he kind of wrenched it when it fell over.
So you saved it?
Yeah, it was the Olive T. It was the name of the boat. I can still remember that. But I went in Farragut one time, or in Portage Bay. I was fishing out of Portage, and I got up to, we went to get up, and it was dark, going to go out fishing. I seen this light blinking up on the, looked like up on the flats. So I got the glasses out and could see it was an outline of boat. So I launched the skiff and went up there, and they had got up on the, where the tide went out, and was laying on its side.
Oh.
And the guys had their survival suits on, and I walked around, and I said, well, you're fine, you ain't going to fall over anymore, but I'll take the rope out of your wheel while I'm down here. And I asked them if they wanted any coffee or anything, or if they wanted us to stand by. And so they thought they were fine, so they said, we could use some cigarettes, so I went back to the boat and got them a pack of cigarettes from Leonard. And the guy said, I don't smoke, but I'm going to smoke now. But they didn't know if the boat was going to fall off, or, you know, because it was, they got raised. They had some halibut. It was a halibut boat, and they had halibut on board. But it was scary when the tide came in, they said, but it did pop up.
Oh, yeah.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more, or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.